T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Eyes forward, listen up.
It's the Jason Barsky Show.
My social media blows up from time to time. 2 days ago, it blew up because of what happened in Minneapolis. People sent me the video of the police officers and George Floyd. And sometimes in one day, I'll get 25 different videos on different subjects. Sometimes, though, I get the same video again and again and again. Yesterday was one of those days. This time, it was a video that was being passed around featuring Representative Brian Sims, visibly angry about something he referred to as a conspiracy, something he was just furious about a member of the Pennsylvania House, somebody testing positive for COVID-19 and the Republicans not sharing that information. And there's so many questions I have about how this all played out. And the man who I think can answer some of those is on the phone right now, Representative Andrew Lewis. Good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, yep. Thanks, Jason. Thanks for having me on, and good morning. How are you doing?
Well, I'm hanging in there. Again, thanks for taking some time out of your schedule today. And is it my understanding you're running for re-election?
Correct.
Is this the type of press you really want right now? I'm kind of curious from a campaign perspective. I guess it gets your name out there, but people look at you as the center of this controversy, or does it not really matter?
Yeah, so I haven't been, since the pandemic started, I really haven't even, campaign's kind of been on the back burner. It's been more about just getting information out and trying to usher my district through the pandemic and constantly provide information. So I won't, the campaign's literally the furthest thing from my mind right now as we all push through this.
Okay. But you represent Dauphin County. And
yep,
so
yep.
So your story starts. And I found out about it yesterday with the Sims video, which was wildly entertaining. Some people thought it was fake, in fact. You tested positive for COVID-19, and the accusation is that if you casually watch the video, you would be left that you went around just kissing people on the cheek and breathing on people. And what was the story? How did this happen?
Yeah.
At what point did you isolate yourself?
Yeah, so let me talk through the timeline really quick, because there has been a lot of like misinformation, and I'm very troubled to see this politicized at all. So the last day I was in the Capitol was the 14th. I was not there for the committee meeting the day before that. On the 14th, I went in for, it was a short session day. The Capitol is a ghost town right now. Probably 2/3 of the members aren't even, they vote by designation. I wore a mask, did not shake any hands, had no idea I may have been exposed at this point, had no symptoms. Went in, the two places I would have been would be my office and the floor, where I only would have been in close proximity to two other members, both of whom were notified when I tested positive. And so it was a very limited interaction with literally about 4 people. While I was at the Capitol, I tested positive on the 20th. And just so you know, every night of session, the entire chamber gets sanitized. So when I left the Capitol on that Thursday, that night, they would have sanitized it just by normal course of action. Fast forward to start feeling sick the weekend of the 16th. Went and got the first test I could get was the 18th, Monday at 10. We drove in and got it, got the Rite Aid test. The 20th, I got my positive test results back, immediately chronicled who I had talked to the day I was in the Capitol, notified those, made sure they were notified, notified human resources, notified House leadership. We did it. It was like a textbook notification and isolation process. And of course, I was in quarantine and self-isolation since my symptoms started. Did a textbook notification, self-quarantined, was in contact every day with the Department of Health, and from there, I went through my COVID-19 process, which was about 3 days. And then the quarantine, of course, continues past that.
And Okay, so I'm just following the timeline. So the 14th, you said there was not many people there. You wore a mask, because I've seen people say you weren't wearing a mask, but I'm going to trust you because you're on the phone right now.
I always wear a mask when I go to the Capitol, and you can, even if you look back at pictures, even when I speak, so when we speak on the floor, we'll pull the mask down, but you can see the mask. Like, I'm one of the guys that wears the mask.
And okay, so you say you told Human Resources. What is the name of the human resources person? Is it someone that you want to even mention publicly? And do you know what they did with that information?
Yeah, my understanding is we worked to make sure that anyone I may have been in contact with was notified. And my expectation in telling them literally was to make sure they would make any proper notifications that needed to be made. So I did speak. I'm not going to say the name of the person, but okay. A senior leader in human resources, also House leadership, and then in addition to that, anyone I may just knew that I may have been in contact with, which again was four or five people, because it was a very limited session day. No committee meetings, just a time on the floor, time in my office, and home.
Did, I don't know how active you are on social media. Is this something where if you followed your chain of public announcements via social media, would you have talked about your personal life? Would you have brought this up typically? Because people are accusing you at this point of, or the party itself, the Republicans in Harrisburg, of being, this being some conspiracy to kind of keep this away from the Democrats.
No, there's that. I don't think that was obviously anyone's intention at all, especially I'm known in the Capitol as being a bipartisan. I love my colleagues on both sides. For me, I wanted to make sure HR knew so that it could be distributed as needed. And then for me, I knew I had contacted about four people probably, so made sure they knew. That was my goal, is just get. And as far as the public announcement goes, one thing you have to understand is because I haven't been at any of the rallies, I haven't been in any public meetings, it's very easy to pinpoint who I've talked to over the course of the last week or two. And, the week or two preceding my test. And so by making a public announcement, it doesn't afford anybody any time to kind of get their own test. So I needed to give, they deserve a couple of days, the four or five people I had talked to get their test. Isolate, go into quarantine, stuff like that. And then that was when it was appropriate for me, I think, to publicly make an announcement for my constituents' awareness. But as far as from a health and protection standpoint, we follow the textbook as far as isolation and notification goes.
If you were the HR person receiving this, would you have handled it in any way different? Would you have made some sort of announcement that... a public announcement, there is one member who has tested positive, we will be notifying people, just to let people know that, so it doesn't seem like it's being swept under the rug, because that's the accusation people are making.
Yeah, my understanding is that the Department of Health was actually asked about this, about how all this unfolded, and they confirmed that everything was done properly. That's what I was told last night, is they were told everything was done as it should be done. And so that's my understanding, is this was really a textbook case of notification, and it's very troubling to see it politicized, especially since I have such a high regard for so many of my Democratic colleagues that I work with.
Have you seen the Representative Brian Sims video?
I haven't watched the full video. I've heard of the video, and I've seen excerpts. Haven't watched the whole video yet.
I'm guessing you've had conversations with this guy in the past, and he's made the news a few times. And there's a lot of reps out there criticizing this. Is his passion, is he as exuberant about everything, or is it just certain issues that you find him getting really worked up about? And do you understand where it comes from? Do you understand where the fear comes from? Can you at least say, I get why you're upset. I just wish you wouldn't be so upset, because we're going to be okay.
So I understand there's a lot of fear out there with the virus. I understand there's a lot of exasperation. I don't want to denigrate anybody. I don't want to, single any members out or anything like that. I feel like a lot of this, some of the, not Representative Sims, but just a lot of the passion we see surrounding this, I wish we had seen it when we found out what happened with the nursing homes. I wish we had seen some of this when people were actually forced to, positive cases were forced to be admitted to these nursing homes in a vulnerable population. Whereas this is a case of textbook isolation, quarantine, following Department of Health guidance, ensuring that the people you were in contact with knew the day your test came out. I think it's misplaced angst, if you will. Or not misplaced angst, but misplaced outrage.
One text just came in. It's kind of something I was thinking, but it just says, this guy, I wanted to dislike him. It says, but he seems to be making sense. And I'm just going to paraphrase this. The text basically asks, do you think it would have been a nice courtesy to just personally tell certain people? I don't even know what the chain of command is there. Would that have been wildly out of the norm for you to go around whispering to people or release a statement?
I had no problem letting anybody know that I may have been in contact with, and that's what I did. I went through and chronicled, who did I talk to? And it was a short day, and it was mostly I was in my office. And so I was able to really quickly piece together the four or so people and made sure they were notified. And they actually went and got, went into quarantine and tested and stuff like that. Everyone tested negative. From day one, I've been one of these guys who says, hey, let's take the virus seriously. Let's follow the protocols. Let's wear the mask. When I go to the Capitol, I have the mask on. I do the social distancing. Didn't shake a single hand. And then as soon as I knew I was positive, I knew my first obligations. Okay, who was I in contact with? Started making calls to let those people know that I had tested positive.
And under normal circumstances, I would say, that's absurd. How could you know who who you talk to? But I'll tell you, if Harrisburg is anything like, even on a slightly bigger scale of this building where we work, I talk to the same two people every day, and I sometimes talk to them from across the room. And I very rarely see other people. So because of everything's skeleton crew here, we don't talk.
Yes.
You touched on this. I'm sorry, what?
No, that's exactly the case. My wife and I were talking about this, and it's like people are envisioning like this massive crowd of people at the Capitol, and the reality is it is a ghost town there. The cafeteria is closed. Most of the reps are voting by designation, and that's why I was able to say, literally talked to like four people while I was there that day, and all of them were notified.
I want to just touch on one more thing. You said there were no other positive tests of any members that you know of?
Yeah, my understanding is no other positive tests. It was of anyone I had come into contact with or even symptoms.
And what was your experience? Like, I understand it was pretty mild symptoms.
Yeah, I had about a 24-hour fever, a little bit of chills, lost my sense of taste and smell, and then had some fatigue. And it was really, I was through it in about 2 or 3 days. And then, like, the Department of Health, they reach out to you. I talked with them and then just kept them updated every day with symptoms and stuff like that.
But you didn't have any sort of good days, bad days? It was just, like, one kind of day, and then you bounce back pretty quick?
That's correct.
That's interesting.
In fact, it was, it wouldn't have hit my radar, other than COVID, it wouldn't have hit my radar normally as like a significant sickness or anything like that.
You have no real,
very, very mild version of the flu.
Have you played this back in your head? Like, where did I get this? I mean, it's probably impossible to tell for sure, but do you have any sneaking suspicion?
No, I do. I have played it back in my head and I pinpointed where it probably came from. I can't, because again, I haven't been to public events. I haven't been to it's easy for anyone who knows me that talks to me to say, oh, you talked to these three people over the last week. So I don't want to out anybody and hit, you have HIPAA rules and privacy rules and all that stuff. But I will say, I think I could pretty much trace it because I didn't have contact with a lot of people.
So it's a friend or someone. And so that phone call was like, hey, dummy, guess what? Remember when you said you had a sore throat? Yeah, guess what? Well, like, I'm glad you're healthy, and I hope this kind of goes away. And the controversy. I'm not a conspiracy theory guy. I think I text you. Mm-hmm. I tend to be a little bit more liberal on things than most people you find on a station like WIOK. But at the same time, conspiracy theories drive me nuts because they're always lacking like definitive proof, which is what makes them conspiracy theories. And people saying, the speaker, Terzai, he should resign. They purposely shut this down for political reasons. Look, show me some proof other than you connecting the dots like a crime show with the yarn and the pictures.
Right.
I personally need to see more than that. And it doesn't sound like that's the case. It sounds scary until you hear all the details and,
Right.
Everything you're saying can be verified. I could reach out to the Department of Health to be like, hey, this guy's saying this. Is he a dirty liar? And they'll be like, yes or no. And, you know, I'll tell you this. Absolutely. If they say no, I'm coming back after you.
Please do. Please talk to me.
Hey, I really appreciate you taking the time. And the best, I'll be honest, outside of your health being good and everyone else, the best part of this for me, the one takeaway I have, and I want to remember this because I'd love to have you back on at some point. My favorite takeaway, as you said, I actually like to talk to everyone on the other side because I think we need more of that in our political arena across the board. So
totally agree. And I appreciate it.
Hey, thank you. Best continued health. And hopefully, you know, we're all, I say kissing and making up, but that's the wrong analogy. Or wrong.
Yes. No, we're quarantined and make up. Yes.
Wave from across the room and give each other a thumbs up sooner rather than later. Representative Andrew Lewis from representing Dauphin County, the 105th District. Thank you for being on the Jason Barsky Show. Greatly appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
The Jason Barsky Show, weekday mornings from 9 till noon on WYLK News Radio.
Radio.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.